an ugly divorce, a brutal murder, a sniper-style shooting of a judge standing near a window. This could come from a novel, but it's a real story out of Reno, Nevada.
On a June morning a year ago, legal affairs reporter Martha Belisle of the Reno Gazette-Journal heard a call over the police scanner that a sniper had just shot a judge in downtown Reno.
His office in the courthouse was on the third floor, and it faced the Truckee River. And two blocks away, there was a parking structure. And apparently, someone had driven up on to the fifth floor and shot from that floor through his window and hit him with some shrapnel in his chest.
So the judge survived, but the story gets stranger. Let's back up a couple of hours earlier and go to the Reno townhouse of a wealthy pawn shop owner named Darren Mack.
He was in the middle of a bitter divorce from his wife, Charla. She had just dropped off their child at the house. Darren had another friend waiting to take the girl to her grandmother's. Darren wanted to talk with Charla. They went into the garage for privacy.
Pretty soon, there was some scuffling and the dog barking, and Darren came walking up the stairs with a funny look on his face and his hand wrapped in a towel, and the dog came upstairs with blood on him. So the friend was a little bit concerned, so he took the daughter out the front door and took off.
And then the friend called the police, and when they got to the townhouse, they found Charla's body in the garage on the floor. She'd been stabbed to death, and Darren was gone.
Then, a little later, the long-distance shot that came from the downtown parking garage. The target, Judge Chuck Weller, who'd been presiding over that nasty divorce between Darren and Charla.
Darren had been very vocal about his unhappiness with the way Judge Weller had been handling his case. He had contacted some local media wanting to share his stories, thinking he felt very strongly that he wasn't being treated fairly in the family court system. And so there was a connection made pretty early on between his wife's death and the shooting of the judge.
They were looking for Darren Mack, but he disappeared. Reno was obsessed with the story. A former respected businessman, now an accused sniper on the loose. Then, several weeks later, Darren gave himself up down in Mexico. That was a year ago, last summer.
And now the trial is set to start. Jury selection begins next week, but not in Reno. The courts there tried to find a dozen impartial jurors. They couldn't. Instead, the trial will be in Las Vegas. And that grates a little on Reno, says reporter Martha Belisle.
I've heard from a lot of people in the community who are disappointed that they're not going to be the ones who will decide this case.
Nonetheless, we're confident folks there will be following further developments. Reno, stay tuned.